B.P. Fallon and the Bandits, The War to Fight for Love. And amongst the musicians on that song, the late Ian McLagan of the Faces and Small Faces on keyboards, a friend of B.P.'s, a friend of David Frick's, and a friend of mine. And now we're all friends and family. That's what happens in the aftermath. The War to Fight for Love. B.P., after all these years, you're still about peace and love. And as your song says, you're still legal.
Still legal, comparatively.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. Your friendship with Ronnie Lane and Ian McLagan, we spoke of, you know, throughout this hour. But you had this idea about Mac that you've mentioned to me, and Ronnie, I think.
Yeah, well, you know, lately the gentleman from South by Southwest put up the sign and made it David Bowie Avenue or something, didn't it? You know, and I, as you know, I've been talking to you and to Patty Griffith and people like that about there should be Mac Alley. You know, and we're not looking for the main road from here to Arkansas or something like that. You know, it's just behind the Lucky Lounge where Mac used to, you know, maybe have a jazz woodbine or something like that. And it should be called Mac Alley. And equally, there should be an appropriate place called Ronnie Lane.
Amen to that.
So this is where the ball starts rolling. Just ring up Jody Denberg or send him an email. He's in charge of all of this. If it doesn't happen, he gets the blame. So get him off the hook, folks, because it's a good idea. It's a good warm vibe.
And the thing is, I'm already off the hook. And a year ago,
you're on the hook.
I'm on the hook. BP, David Frick, myself, Patty Griffin, Joe Ray Domino, John Notre Thomas, we hosted a panel about Ian McLagan at South By, and that is available to see online. You can find it there. You can find BP Fallon playing the Townsend tonight. Is that the 11th of your 11 South By gigs?
Yes, and then we go back to Red Horse tomorrow, or on Monday, I mean, to record with a very interesting lineup.
9 o'clock is BP Fallon's show at the Townsend tonight, which is on Congress, right across from the Paramount Theater. And we have a real treat because you brought David and I a gift that I know we'll both treasure forever, and that is a piece of vinyl that's 12 inches big. And it's your next record.
Yes, it is. I was looking through my records, you know, at home, and I came across this Otis Redding album, a test pressing. And I thought, wow, that's really cool, an Otis Redding test pressing. People would love that. And then I discovered a test pressing place down the road in Dublin, down by the docks. So I had some of these records made for my friends, you know, and the band and the studio and all of that. Then I thought, wow, this is kind of elitist. You know, I had 50 of these things made. And then I thought, this is elitist. So I had 100 more made, you know, for the general public. They're $55 each. They're hand-numbered by me. Once they're gone, they're gone, you know. And on this, there's a sort of cornucopia of a selection of different tracks like the thing you just played there. There's also one track, myself and Carly Wolf and Johnny Wolf from the Ghost Wolves here on KUTX, doing Increasingly Often. But a kind of a sort of John Lydon version with me shouting, as one does sometimes. The rest I whisper and people can't hear me at all because I'm talking very quietly. The lead track on this, potential buyers of this record are blessed with two but different mixes. The second one, the song is called Hot Tongue. The second one is Hot Tongue Oral Sex Mix, which is spelt, of course, A-U-R, A-L-S-E-C-T-S. So there's nothing for anyone to get their knickers in a twist by. You know, oh my God, there's someone ringing complaining already. I'll just ignore them.
That was City Hall about Ronnie Lane. Actually, they're right on it.
That's right, they're on it.
Oh, good, good. Hot Tongue, I wanted to write a song that was kind of like a white trash Shangri-La's gone wonky. And we have the old reliable rhythm section of Clem Burke and Nigel Harrison. And the lead vocals are by Carly Wolf from the Ghost Wolves, who I've recorded with. We did this record, I'm Still Legal, which was anti-lack of gun control thing, which was completely blanked here, completely blanked. Never mind, we shall keep on tugling. Carly Wolf does one of the vocals, and Annie Marie Lewis, whose uncle is the killer, who sings with me in the band, does the other lead vocals. And they're kind of, they're like flamethrowers with lipstick. They're fantastic, these two girls. And I'm on top of Old Crokey, basically.
And this is a world premiere.
The world premiere, never been played on the radio before. Danny B. Harvey does the most incredible guitar. Joe King Carrasco is in the band. Jonas Wilson plays Hammond organ. John Sheehan from the Dubliners plays a little wolf whistle fiddle at the end. Hector Muniz does percussion. All the fun of the fair. I've got a hot tongue.
B.B. Fallon, thank you for being with us today. After your last gig, is it back to Ireland or are you here for a little while?
I think I might loiter if I'm allowed.
Then I hope to see you again before you go.
Excellent.
B.B. Fallon and the world premiere of his new song, Hot Tongue.
Thank you.
Breaks are getting damp. Someone told me something I'd like to tell you now, but I can't remember what it is, not right now, anyhow. You lie down for everything I stand for.
Fallon and Friends with Hot Tongue, the new single recorded at Red Horse Ranch. B.P. Fallon has been our guest during this KUTX South by Preview show. See him tonight at the Townsend at 9. Thank you, B.P.
Support for KUTX's South by Southwest 2016 coverage comes from Straight Music Company and Independence Brewing Company.
Support comes from the Financial Planning Certificate Program at UT Center for Professional Education, a 7-course series preparing students for the CFP exam. Information session Wednesday, March 23rd. Registration at professionaled.utexas.edu.
Before millennials started shortening totally to totes because, you know, they're lazy, a tote was a carrying bag preferred by public radio listeners. Since we're old school, we're bringing back the OT, original tote. Our new one says all you need to know about living in Austin. Love Austin music. Support KUTX with a donation of $10 a month right now, and we'll send it to you, along with a t-shirt that says the same thing. It's our early bird special, and it's the totes, total public radio package. A tote bag and a t-shirt for $10 a month. But don't procrastinate, like a millennial. This offer is only good until midnight, March 29th. Donate at KUTX.org. Thanks. No millennials were harmed in the making of this promo. In fact, they all got trophies because they're all winners.
Support comes from Lagunitas Brewing Company, brewers of ales, mystery, and romance in Petaluma, Chicago, and on the surface of the moon if need be. Because wherever folks go, beer speaks, people mumble. Follow their mumblings at lagunitas.com.
1:15 on this first day of spring, which is absolutely gorgeous. 60 degrees, sunny skies, a clear, cool night tonight with a low of 37. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer with a high of 71. I'm Jody Denberg, rejoined by David Frick of Rolling Stone and Mojo and SiriusXM and many other affiliations. And David has been playing DJ with me since 10 this morning. That was a good time with BP Fallon.
To be able to bask in that kind of aura with those stories and the history that he has. I'm a very lucky guy, but he's like, it's like sitting next to the Oracle of Delphi. It's like, you know, you get this stuff straight from the horse.
He's the man.
Yeah, this is spectacular.
Go see BP tonight at the Townsend if you can. He plays at 9 o'clock. David, you and I were talking about your panels during South By. You had done one about Arden Studios, and there was another panel about the Ramones this year?
Yeah, right after I walked off the Arden panel, I went back into the green room at the convention center, and 10 minutes later, I was back on, I think it was in the same room, back on the podium, sitting next to Seymour Stein and Linda Ramone, Johnny's wife, and John Doe from X, and Bob Santelli from the Grammy Museum was hosting, and we talked about the 40th anniversary of the first Ramones record, which is a pretty extraordinary statistic.
So amazing that during their lifetime, although the Ramones got plenty of accolades from music fans and people that bought concert tickets and bought records, that it was really posthumously that now the Ramones are such an ingrained part of American culture with their songs being used in films and TV commercials and stuff.
They got everything they deserved and everything they promised they would get. They just got it out of schedule.
This is Rock and Roll Radio. Come on, let's rock and roll with the Ramones.
Yeah.
Rock and Roll Radio. Stay tuned for more rock and roll.
Were heard from End of the Century. Do you remember rock and roll radio? And indeed we do. And you had three folks who do rock and roll radio on the airwaves at once. BP Fallon was here. That's how he made his mark initially. David Frick is here. You can hear him on the Writer's Block on Sirius XM each week. And I'm Jody Denberg. And David chose that Ramones song following a panel you did on the Ramones this week.
Yes. And actually, it was also the second song I played on my first broadcast on the Writer's Block. I opened with The Grateful Dead, The Golden Road to Unlimited Devotion, and then played the Ramones' Do You Remember Rock and Roll Radio? Because basically, that's me in a nutshell.
From the Grateful Dead to the Ramones. And we talked about how blessed we are. One thing that makes me feel blessed is that when records are reissued and issued, for that matter, that we get copies. And growing up, I just wanted to get everything that was in the record store. And we've actually achieved that. And recently, all of Lee Michaels' catalog was reissued. And people probably know him from his one-hit wonder single, Do You Know What I Mean? But there's a lot more.
Oh, he was deep, man. He had so many good records. And actually, one of my favorite records of his called Space and First Takes, it's almost like a proto-jam band record. You know, it's only four tracks, just wailing, just kicking it out, and with this just hard rock, but with a blues undercurrent. He was a fantastic singer, keyboard player, and that track, Hello, is from his very first album, Carnival of Light, on A&M, and it's part of the complete box set, and it's also on a new Best of Heidi Ho, the Best of Lee Michaels. So there's no excuse not to rediscover this guy, although he hasn't made records in many years. Apparently, he's a restaurateur. He has some kind of seafood restaurant that's a very big deal on the West Coast. So he actually got out and then made a real living. And a real good one, too.
Well, I like the fact that he says in these liner notes, rare liner notes that weren't written by David Frank.
Some of them are not written by me. Let's be clear here.
But Lee does say that, you know, I said what I had to say and I got out of it. And yeah. I love that.
He didn't overstay his welcome. And in doing so, he left behind actually a real solid chunk of legacy. And I still go back to those records regularly. Barrel, Lee Michaels' Fifth, Space and First Takes, and definitely Carnival of Light.
That sounded great. I didn't get to go to Antone's Friday night. The John Lennon bus was in town for South by Southwest, and it's an educational bus that focuses on teaching younger folks the intricacies of video and audio recording. And that bus was at Antone's and presented Parliament Funkadelic Friday night for, I think it was supposed to be three hours?
It was exactly 3 hours.
Wow.
Apparently, I got there a little bit after they went on. Apparently, they started flash at 8. And when I looked at my watch at the very end, it was about 10 of 11. And they just killed it. You know, it's like the old chant goes, there's no party like a P-Funk party, because a P-Funk party don't stop.
She said
KUTX 98.9, our South By wrap-up show with the Claypool Lennon Delirium. Sean Lennon and Les Claypool together, their forthcoming project, and Movement One, the Delirium. They could not be here for South By because they were filming a video, David. But
they were busy being delirious.
Yeah, and they're going to play a bunch of festivals. And Sean Lennon, though, did tweet out he wanted to have joined us, as he did a couple years back. So we'll hold a space for him maybe next year.
I think that's a good idea.
And earlier we were, or I was confessing to my prog tendencies when we tipped the headphones to Mr. Emerson, Keith Emerson. And that sounds like a modern progressive rock record.
Well, when Sean was here that year, he was bringing in the Soft Machine and the Sid Barrett and the Flower Traveling Band. And he had this list, and the two of us were just totally geeking out over it because they were either records he had and I wanted, or they were records I had and he wanted, or they were records that we both wanted and couldn't find. So there's definitely a connection there.
And a little cosmic slop, courtesy of Funkadelic. George Clinton and P-Funk played at Antone's Friday night and played yesterday at Rachel Ray's party. Anytime you have George Clinton in your city, things just get funkier.
It's funky. The Atomic Dog was in the house. It was a fantastic gig. And you got to give credit. He had Blackbird McKnight on guitar. He also had two drummers for those 3 hours. One guy just like plays nonstop, and another guy comes in, plays nonstop. Those guys work really, really hard. When you're a drummer in Funkadelic, the word break doesn't come into it.
No, you're working it in
you
all senses.
You are working it, man. It's like the beat is on.
David Frick and I have been working it for you since 10 this morning. We're going to take a selection from each of our new releases piles. I don't know if that's English, but I think you know what I mean, in just a few seconds.
Support for KUTX's South by Southwest 2016 coverage comes from Straight Music Company and Independence Brewing Company.
Support comes from UT's McCombs School of Business Texas Evening MBA for professionals seeking career advancement without career interruption. Information session being held Wednesday, March 23rd. Registration at texaseveningmba.info.
David, for many years, a friend of ours, Dan Stewart, who led the band Green on Red, lived in Austin. And I've got his new release from my new release pile. And then you've chosen this band called The Record Company.
Because I love that name. It's like The Record Company signed The Record Company. The Record Company just fired The Record Company. The Record Company doesn't like The Record Company's new mix. What a brilliant idea. And I can't believe no one else has thought of this before.
We're going to hear from them in just a second. Dan Stewart has been living in Mexico City for the last 5 years or so. His former partner in Green on Red, Chuck Prophet, was here the Friday and Saturday prior to South by Southwest. Dan Stewart is in the midst of his first tour in a decade or more, and he's been touring internationally. The album he made in Mexico with the Twin Tones on KUTX is called Marlowe's Revenge.
No puedo. Okay.
Want you chocolate ice cream cone? Put your head to answer your phone. Now it's all over you. I heard you cried when I boy left home. But baby, you still got your Cuban toad. Has your dream come true? I'm on the
Off the side of the road.
Stones with Neighbors on the South By wrap-up show on KUTX, and you're wondering, what does the Stones album Tattoo You have to do with South By Southwest? And David Frick, tell us the connection between Neighbors and South By.
Well, the connection between Neighbors and me is that about a month ago, I drove up to Woodstock, New York, to a house in the just in the area outside Woodstock, and did the Mojo Q&A, feature Q&A for 2 hours with Sonny Rollins, the great saxophone colossus, and that's his saxophone on Neighbors. He also plays on Waiting on a Friend and Slave, and if you look in the credits, you won't find his name there, because when he was asked to do the gig, he wasn't sure that this was the right thing for Sonny Rollins to do. You know, I'm a jazz guy, I'm, you know, hard bop and Miles, Bird, etc. But apparently his wife, Lucille, convinced him to take the gig. And he said, I'll do it, but I don't want any credit because I don't know if it's really going to be appropriate. And in fact, he burned it down, but you don't see the credit on the album. So that is the great Sonny Rollins on saxophone with the Rolling Stones.
And that piece will come out in Mojo?
It'll be in another issue or two. I just handed it in the other week, so hang tight. There's some great stories about Sonny with Bird, with Coltrane, and he breaks down the Stone session for me, you know, how he got it, what it was like. He was just an amazing gentleman, 85, sharp as a tack, and just, it was like sitting there, again, with like talking to BP and all of the interviews that I do. It's like talking to, you know, the Oracle of Delphi, or getting this story straight from the people who lived it.
Living, breathing history. We heard a couple of new releases, a band from L.A. called The Record Company, Off the Ground from their album Give It Back to You. It was the band name that attracted you, and then the band name
did attract me first. The music got me second and made me stick around, but I just love that name. Only a band from L.A. would think this was funny.
And they like John Lee Hooker, The Stones, and The Stooges. We're in.
So, yeah, count me down.
And former Green on Red leader Dan Stewart with Twin Tones, Marlowe's Revenge, his second solo record since moving to Mexico City, All Over You, the track, and it's brand new. And we have something that's brand new but also sort of ancient at the same time. This band Clear Light has just had its debut record released or re-released?
It's their only album. It came out in 1967 on Elektra. The band was produced and managed by Paul Rothchild, who also did the Butterfield Blues Band and the Doors for Elektra. They were based in L.A., and for the time period, I think they were the first major rock band, certainly the first major rock band on a major label with two drummers, one of whom was Dallas Taylor, who then went on to play with Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. I've loved this record since I got it on vinyl way back in the day. It is out again on Big Beat Records, the great British reissue label through Ace. It's just called Clear Light. This is the opening track, and it's just a door into some great classic psychedelia reborn. Clear Light and Black Roses.
And the storm that you've known since you were born.
band is called Heron Oblivion, as is the album. Okay, David, how would you pronounce that song?
I'm going to go with Oriar.
Oriar.
As in Orion. Oriar. It's a great quartet. The new album is on Sub Pop. I heard about the band through the bass player, who is Ethan Miller from Howl and Rain. And when I saw Howl and Rain earlier this year at, it was actually last year. They played in New York, in Brooklyn, and Ethan was telling me about this new band that he had started with Meg Baird, the singer, and actually also the drummer and two guitar players. And he described the band to me as a combination of Fairport Convention and Quicksilver Messenger Service. And I said, sign me up. Don't hesitate. And he sent the record about a week or two ago, and it's been on my turntable on colored vinyl ever since. It's a fantastic record. Ancient to the future. Truly psychedelic. Very, very now. I highly recommend it.
Preceded by?
Clear Light from 1967, Los Angeles. Two drummers, produced by Paul Rothchild. Deeply psychedelic. Just reissued on Big Beat, their Elektra debut, only album. Clear Light with some bonus tracks, some B-sides, but man, Black Roses, great stuff.
David Frick has been my co-host once again for our 7th or 8th annual South By Wrap-Up show, and support for all of KUTX's South By coverage comes from Straight Music Company and Independence Brewing Company. David Frick, you can hear on Sirius XM on his show The Writer's Block, which airs weekly. You can read him at rollingstone.com and in the magazine, in Mojo Magazine. See him in documentaries, and best of all, just see him on the streets of Austin every South By, where people come up to him, hand him CDs, shake his hand, and send him on his merry way.
It's selfie city here when I'm here. And you know, it's a beautiful thing. I am so honored and privileged that people notice what I do, that they take they get something out of it, and then they send it back to me as generously as they do. And to be able to do this and to be able to be here with you on Sundays, you know, as I told you when we were off mic, you know, what I do on the radio now, a lot of it comes from the schooling and the inspiration of doing these shows on Sundays. So that, you know, I'm taking a lot of that into my work, trying to be, you know, a broadcaster and spread the music around. I got all my inspiration in my schooling here on Sunday mornings with Jody Denberg. So people give it up for him.
That's only partially
give the drummer some.
That's only because I'm quoting David's articles in the course of doing what I do.
The circle will not be unbroken.
No, and I know we both want to
That's a double negative, sorry.
I know we both want to thank our guest today, BP Fallon, and we're going to excuse him for not turning off his telephone during the interview because we found out it was Robert Plant calling him while we were talking.
Jody's not making this up. I can confirm this from independent sources. That's pretty funny.
And you're going to go see Plant tonight at ACL Live.
With the opening act, the Sonics.
Incredible.
So that's going to be a blast off night.
David, my friend, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And Paul Karuba joins you next. And Art Levy is usually in this slot. And we'll be back in this slot next Sunday from 10 till 2. You know, South by Southwest is not just a music conference. It's not just an interactive conference. It's a film conference. And they premiered the biopic about Miles Davis. It screened last night, Miles Ahead, the one with Don Cheadle. So David and I both thought we should end with a Miles song. And you picked this one from On the Corner, right?
I picked this from On the Corner because I just did a piece for Mojo on the making of On the Corner, which is really one of the last studio records. It was the last studio album Miles made before he went into hibernation exile in 75, 76. So this is one of the most extreme, but coolly extreme records he ever made. Deeply funky. And now people get it. You know, back in the day, the jazz critics were like, oh God, what's he up to? This is noise. And it's like, no, this is rhythm. This is about the street.
Thank you.